Welcome to Keep Going, a new podcast brought to you by the TMP Life. I am your host, Eric. Why don't you walk with me as I try my best to help you get to the next level in your life? So without further ado, here is Keep Going. Let's start the show. Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for listening into the final episode, or the final installment, I should say, of Keep Going. Of course, I am Eric with The Mystery Project. And thank you so much for listening in. I always tell you the exact same thing I've been telling you for the last 12 weeks now. And I'll say it again. You could have been anywhere else in the world, but yet you decided to be here with me, and I really, really appreciate it. First and foremost, I want to say thank you for continuing just to be here, and every week you've been consistently listening to the principles that I've been administering to you guys with Think and Grow Rich, the book that I've been reading or that I've read once before with Napoleon Hill. And it's been a really good journey, y'all. Like, I've been getting nothing but a great positive feedback from this, and just the idea of knowing how I am able to change someone's life is, I mean, it's amazing. And, you know, I'm not trying to save the world or anything like that, but it's just the idea of being able to change one person's life who may coincidentally save the world. You never know. But just being able to apply these principles from the book Think and Grow Rich into everyday life and to the level of success that you want, it speaks volumes. And again, I really appreciate that, y'all. I really do. And as always, you can find me on Facebook and Instagram at the TMP Life. That is TheTMPLife. You can also go to tmplife.com, my website, where all of the good information is on there, whether it be some of the old podcasts from Think and Grow, from this Keep Going segment of Think and Grow Rich, or just some of the old ones I did with Living Unmastered, Creepsville, the Mystery Sessions, you know, my playlists and all of these different things, as well as my book. All of my books are out on the website as well, because I wrote My Feelings, which is the newest one, the novel, as well as my journals, The Awful Ass Journal and The Real Amazing Journal. So definitely check it out, y'all. I mean, it's got a plethora of things that you can take a look at. So check it out. Let me know what you think, and definitely keep me updated with it. So the final principle, y'all, it pretty much sums up the entire book and the podcast series for that matter. For all of the principles that we've applied so far, this one I feel would be considered the most important one, not only because it's the last one, but it's because it's the most pertinent one. When you set your mind to do something, you have unwavering faith on it, and you say to yourself over and over, you make sound decisions regarding it, you focus all of your attention on it, and it will eventually come to pass. But there comes a time when you need to rely on your hunches, like your gut feeling, I guess, and your sixth sense, which is the principle, the final principle. Now, this is something that can't be taught, y'all, or it can't be learned by anybody or by people. It's your own tuition that we are all equipped with it, to be honest with you. You know, the biggest issue with the intuition, though, is most people don't follow it. They feel it there, you know, but they may be indecisive with what it is, which is kind of opposite of the decision principle. They may actually have a good feeling, but don't have enough faith to go through with it, like another one of the principles. Or they may have a hunch or something, but aren't too focused enough to hone in to what it actually means. Like I said before, all of the principles kind of run congruent with one another. And the sixth sense is the final piece needed to create that level of success that you want. But here's the thing, though. You can choose to accept what your sixth sense is telling you, or you can choose not to. Now, most of the time, when it comes to your sixth sense, it's trying to warn you about something that's coming up pretty soon. A lot of the times, it's something that's not too good. But Napoleon Hill says, through the aid of the sixth sense, you will be warned of impending dangers in time to avoid them, and notified of opportunities in time to embrace them. Now, of course, you would have to master this, just like any of the other principles before it. And to be honest with you, most people don't quite hit that peak until their 40s. It's when we've pretty much gotten a whole lot of knowledge in the world, and we're able to utilize that knowledge to either create better opportunities for us or to detect the bullshit that's in front of us better. So I guess, in a nutshell, what I'm trying to say is, when it comes to making sound decisions in our lives, we ultimately gotta go with our gut to guide us down the right path. Because without that, then we'll pretty much be lost. And all of the other principles were for naught. So Follow your gut, y'all. Follow your instincts. Follow your intuition. It never really leads you wrong. And that is it, y'all. That is it. That is it. That is it. So my final thoughts with this is, when it comes to the book Think and Grow Rich, like some people who've read it before, they may not have gotten anything out of it. Some people may have had to read it twice in order to get something out of it. But ultimately, when it's all said and done, as long as you're able to, even if it's only one or two of the principles, I mean, eventually what will happen is once you follow one or two of the principles, then you're going to want to do the other ones as well. And when it comes to your sixth sense and when it comes to your gut feeling, follow it. You have to follow it. My mom used to always say, follow your gut feeling because that's the voice of God talking to you. I strongly believe that. I am a firm believer in that, I should say. And I believe it will resonate well with you as well. So thank you so much. And that's it, y'all. So thank you once again, of course, for listening to every single episode of Keep Going, the Think and Grow Rich edition. I may actually do this again, y'all, with another book. I haven't decided yet, but whatever book it is, I will let you know. And this has been fun, breaking down this particular book, one of the books that changed my life. And also, let me say this as well. As I was at work one day, I was talking to a buddy of mine at work, and he mentioned another book called Outwitting the Devil. It's kind of like a follow-up to the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. This one is also by Napoleon Hill. It was written in 1938. However, it didn't come out till like 2011. So, and the reason why is because of the controversy behind it. In the book, he talks about having an interview with the devil. Now, of course, having an interview with the devil doesn't necessarily mean in a literal sense. It means more in a metaphorical sense, meaning that the devil is the thing that's holding you back, the person that's holding you back, whether it be yourself or whether it be some other outside forces or whatever, that's preventing you from feeling like you're able to become successful in life. And the book is a very interesting read, y'all. Again, it complements the book, the Think and Grow Rich book. He gives you seven different principles of things that you can implement on top of whatever it is. And the reason why he came out with that book is because he would hear so much backlash from the book Think and Grow Rich from people who said they followed it to the T and still haven't gotten any level of success. And so what he attributed that notion to is the fact that it's yourself that's holding you back, or it may be the devil that's holding you back. Whatever it is that's holding you back is something that's so strong it's preventing you from implementing all of the processes and all of the principles in the book, Think and Grow Rich. It's a very good book, y'all, Outwitting the Devil. It's pretty good. I will say, for those who are having issues with following the principles of the book Think and Grow Rich, you can read Outwitting the Devil and it will give you a lot more insight on the things that you may need to follow up on. And yeah, it's pretty good. So I recommend it. I definitely do. So that pretty much for real wraps it up this time around. Once again, I thank you so much for listening in every week. And I thank you for continuing to chime in and continuing to give us really good positive feedback on it. So until the next time, my name is Eric with the Mystery Project. I'll see you guys soon.